You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
When we want to be emphatic, we tell people not just what the fact is, but what the fact of the matter is.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Good morning, Anne.
Hello.
Anne, so last week you told us all about factoids, and this week we're talking about the fact of the matter. Do explain.
I had never thought about this expression until I gave a talk a couple of weeks ago at Glacier Hills. And in the question and answer period, one woman asked, why is everyone now talking about the fact of the matter? Why can't they just talk about facts? As is often the case in the question and answer, I said, I have no idea, but let me go do a little homework and you might hear about it on the radio. So here we
are. Here it is.
Now, the fact of the matter goes back in the Oxford English Dictionary. They have it back to 1808. So the sense that this was somehow new, it clearly is not that new. It does surge in popularity in the 19th century. Starting in the mid-19th century, suddenly people clearly start talking about the fact of the matter as a way to talk about the truth of whatever we're talking about. So for about 100 years, we see a steep increase. And then around the last 30 or 40 years, it's leveled out. So it's not becoming more popular, but it's not becoming less popular. What I noticed when I went into databases to look at how we use it is that we tend to use it at the beginning of an utterance. We say, the fact of the matter is...
You know, I have a hard time hearing it at the end.
You can find a few examples. I found one that was, that is the simple fact of the matter.
Fair enough.
For the most part, it is a way that we start a sentence and it is emphatic. The fact of the matter is, you know, let me tell you the truth of this. I looked in the corpus of contemporary American English. That appears 1,907 times. I then thought, wait a minute, does anybody say facts of the matter? Do you think you say facts of the matter?
No, I never say that.
I wasn't sure. So I was in this corpus of contemporary American English. It appears only 32 times, and it seems to work very differently. You'll find it at examples like, I would like to know the facts of the matter.
Okay. I can hear that. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or that doesn't change the facts of the matter.
Sure.
So here, not emphatic. It's doing a very different kind of work. Of course, once I start going down a rabbit hole, I'm in that rabbit hole. So then I thought, well, let's look at matter, which comes into English from French in the 13th century. It's actually a hard word to define.
I think of it as like a situation, right? That works.
You could also define it as a thing. I have a few matters to discuss with you.
Oh, right.
Which in some ways is a fancier way to say I have a few matters to discuss with you is fancier than I have a few things to discuss with you.
It sounds a little more formal, yeah.
Right, which often happens with French borrowings versus native English words. It turns out that in English, we in the 15th century took that noun, made it a verb to talk about things that are of importance, and that's how we get a phrase like, it matters, or it doesn't matter.
Well, Anne, the fact of the matter is, I'm really glad that you were able to share all this with us today.
Enjoy your Sunday.
You too. Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan and the author of Fixing English, Prescriptivism and Language History. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.